Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to Walk Through the Bible. We're going from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order as it happened. And I say this so many programs, but the Bible's not written as it happened. It's written from the longest book to the shortest book. So today, we're going through Joshua, which is an incredible book of history. Now, it's very detailed. You can sort of get bogged down with all the who begat, who got, who get, and what they conquered, who they conquered, why they conquered it. But it's in there for a reason. God said every detail in the Word of God is there for a reason. He left nothing out. Now, the Bible says also says if everything that happened to Israel, everything that God did was written down, there are not enough books on earth to record all that. God said there's so much that he did, even when Jesus was on earth. The ministry of Jesus itself, he said he did so many things. Jesus, in his 3.5 years of ministry, did so many things. God said there are not enough books to record all of it. So not everything's written down, but the important stuff's written down, and it's written down in order. So we're in Joshua chapter 15 today. This is the land given to the tribe of Judah. This is God's special treasure right here. This is going to be good. This is in Joshua chapter 15, verse 1. The allotment for the clans of the tribe of Judah reached southward to the border of Edom, and as far south as the wilderness of Zin. The southern boundary began at the south bay of the Dead Sea, and it's way down there, and ran south of the Scorpion Pass into the wilderness of Zin, then went south to Kadesh Barnea to Hezron. Then it went up to Adar, where it turned toward Karka. From there it passed Asmon until it finally reached the brook of Egypt, which it followed to the Mediterranean Sea. This was their southern boundary. The eastern boundary extended along the Dead Sea to the mouth of the Jordan River. That's where it started. Phenomenal. You can see that on the map. Real easy. Every Bible's got this map in it. The northern boundary began at the bay where the Jordan River empties into the Dead Sea, went up from there to Beth Hogla, and then proceeded north, Beth Araba, to the stone of Bahan. Bahan was Reuben's son. From that point, it went through the valley of Achor to Debir, turning north toward Gilgal, and then went across the slopes of Adamum on the south side of the valley. From there, the boundary extended to the springs of Ishmesh, which went on to El Regol, and the boundary then passed through the valley of Ben-Hinnom, then along the south slope of the Jebusites, where the city of Jerusalem is located. Then it went to the top. Now, see, you guys, it just mentioned that the city of Jerusalem is located. It's the most important city on the planet of Earth. It's where God's going to rule for 1,000 years, in Jerusalem. So there's no accident in any of these. These are very specific places and towns, and God's trying to let you know why they're there, where they're at. It went up to the top of the mountain, the spring waters of Nepal. From there, the towns of Mount Ephraim. Then it turned toward Bala, which is Kirith Jearim. The boundary circle west of Balaam to Mount Seir, passed along the mountain of Kishlon on the northern slope of Mount Jearim, and then went down to Beth Shemoth and on to Timnah. The boundary then proceeded on the slope to the hill country Eklon, where it turned towards Shechon and Mount Bala. It passed Jabneel and ended at the Mediterranean Sea. The western boundary was the shoreline of the Mediterranean Sea. And so God's very detailed. There, nobody got land they didn't deserve. Nobody was left out. Everybody got exactly what God had planned for them to have. So this is the land given to Caleb. Verse 13. The Lord commanded Joshua to assign some of Judah's territory to Caleb, son of Jephthah, who Caleb was given the town of Kephroth, which is Hebron, which had been named after Anak's ancestor. Caleb drove out 3 groups of Anakites, the descendants of Shaul, Amah, and Talmah, the sons of Anak. And there he went on to fight against the people living in the town of Debir, formerly called Kibroth Shefer. Caleb said, I will give my daughter Achah in marriage to one who attacks and captures Kibroth Shefer. Othniel, the son of Caleb's brother Kibroth, was the one who conquered, so Achash became Othniel's wife. When Achash married Othniel, she urged him, to ask her father for a field. As she got down off her donkey, Caleb asked her, "What's the matter?" She said, "Give me another gift. You've already given me the land of Negev. Now please give me the springs of water too." So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. Now, if you go to Israel, you can go to these springs. They give you, most of the tour guides will take you there. It's an incredible place. Verse 20, this is the homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Judah. Verse 21, the towns of Judah situated along the borders of Edom, extreme south, were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagur, Kena, Dimon, Abda, Kelish, Hazor, Ethan, Zip, Belan, Hazor, Nathath, Hezron, or Hazor, they pronounce it, Amnon, Shema, Moldas, Hazar, Gada, Heshmash, Beth Tepede, Hazar, Nushel, Beersheba, Bishna, Bela, Iam, Ismam, Etola, Kesil, Hamor, Ziklag, Madam, Susanna, Lebanon. You think, how can there be that many borders? So they are. Anon, Rimnon, 29 towns and their surrounding villages. Verse 33, the following towns situated in the western foothills were also given to Judah: Eshtal, Zora, Abna, Korah, Egeman, Abna, Imnon, Jamuth, Abdullam, Sokoth, Sharon, Adamam, Gibeah, Adamanos, and 14 towns with their surrounding villages. Also included were Zinon, Hashas, Megilgad, Dilion, Mizpah, Joktiel, Lachish, Baskath, Eglon, Kemnon, Lebanon, Kittish, Girash, Beth Dagon, Namnon, Machbah, 16 towns, their surrounding villages. Beside these, there were Lebanon, Ether, Ashton, Ikba, Nazir, Kilah, Agzig, Mixish, and the noun towns, their surrounding villages. Now, the people said, I remember when I used to read this to the high school kids, they would just roll their head, roll their eyes, and said, that's just crazy. I said, no, God's detail. The Bible says the hairs of your head are numbered. God knows how many hairs you lost in your sleep last night, how many hairs are there. He's got them counted. God is very, very, very detailed. I think he does this just to let everybody know, I know who you are, I know where you're at, I know what you're going through, and I know what you're thinking. And I've got an angel writing it all down. That's another sermon. Judah also received the following towns in the hill country: Shemir, Jet, Sukkoth, Dana, Anab, and all their surrounding villages, including the towns of Arab, Duma, Eshkan, Janin, Beth Tupah, Abelak, Hamta, Kidroth, that is Hebron, and their surrounding villages. Besides those, there were Maon, Carmel, Zipath, Shutath, Jezreel, Jokdim, Zainan, Cain, Gibeah, Timnah, 10 towns, and their surrounding villages. In addition, there was Hilo, Beth Shirah.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all our Friday Funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit JoeMcGee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.
Who lived in the city of Jerusalem, so the Jebusites lived there among the people of Judah to this very day. Now, what does that mean? God told you that they did what he told them to do, and then there's some things he didn't do that they told them to do, and they're still dealing with situations from 2,000 years ago. Biblically, they're dealing with people they should have eliminated 2,000 years ago. God said, listen, I see the future. I know what's going on. I need you to do what I'm asking you to do. God is so detailed. I mean, when we did, our Bible history class, it was just so phenomenal. Some of the guys took it twice. I should have taken it half a dozen times because it's so detailed. God knows exactly what you're going to encounter. He said, I've already made a way. Whatever you're going through, I've already made a way out. You know, Proverbs talks about that. Whatever you're going through, God said, I don't care what has shocked you, what came up surprising you, you didn't see coming. whatever you're dealing with today, God said, I saw it coming and I've already made a way out. God's got you in his hands. He won't leave you. So be encouraged today. As you plow through all these names that we can't half pronounce, you know, and I've worked on it for years, they're real places and God lists them for a real reason. God knows who you are and where you're at, and he will order your steps, guide you in all truth, show you things to come, talk to you when you go to sleep, when you wake up. We're a blessed people. So let's enjoy the blessing, guys. Let's be obedient and let's just learn to fear God. So I pray every day, Father, today I give you permission. Teach my family and I to fear you, for the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom comes a long life, riches, and honor. Proverbs 3:16. Going to be a great day, guys. God bless. Thanks for listening.